How many 4-H'ers do we have in here this morning? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Nine. Glad to have you here with us. I think it was Mrs. Scarborough in Gerhard, Oregon, about 1950. I learned to sew a button on a sleeve. We had a boys sewing class in 4-H. I don't remember it.
Well, here, Mr. Chair, I could use a help.
Mr. Chair, I, on the other hand, had red foal heifers that I nurtured and raised and showed at the fair.
And you still remember it, don't you?
With fond affection.
That's why there's the support that there is for 4-H throughout Oregon.
Didn't learn how to sew on a button, though.
Okay. We have a possible draft request. In fact, we do have one. Heidi, would you read it for us?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. According to House Rule 13.05, no measure can be introduced after the 50th calendar day of the session, except for measures approved by the Speaker and so identified for introduction by a committee. We have two measures that have pending draft requests. One is relating to unlawful trade practices, and the other is relating to crimes perpetrated by convicted sex offenders. Both have been pre-approved by the Speaker, and now we just need committee approval to have the bills drafted.
Mr. Chair, I move that both requests for bill drafting be approved by the committee.
Representative McPherson has moved that both bill requests be approved by the committee. Any objections? If not, so ordered. Open a work session on House Bill 2282. And that's your bill.
Yes. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 2282 was first heard by the Criminal Subcommittee on January 27th. At that time, the proponents of the bill, the Judicial Department, and specifically Mr. Swank, had proposed some conceptual amendments to sort of expand and clarify when counties could use electronic appearances for defendants. At that time, the subcommittee passed it out to the full committee knowing that these additional amendments were pending, and they are now approved by the Judicial Department and in the form of these -2 amendments. I have handed out to the committee Mr. Swank's written testimony explaining the -2 amendments in greater detail, but essentially what the -2 amendments do is replace sections 4, 5, and 6 with 4 through 12. And basically, it just statutorily allows expanded use of electronic appearances in criminal cases beyond what was originally drafted in the bill, and that's believed to be a money saver. I did hear from fiscal this morning. They haven't officially put out their fiscal impact statement, but it is minimal.
Okay, committee members, you want just a moment to look at those? Just give you a minute. Now, we do have Mr. Swank here. There are some questions you have. If you do have questions, I'll have him come up. We'll give you a couple minutes here.
Thank you.
No, I think that's fine.
Representative Ackerman is studying diligently. The eagle eye of Representative Ackerman is hard at work over there. One thing we are going to do before we have the amendments is I've asked Heidi to make sure we have amendments a little sooner, and also if there's written information that explains it, that we at least have the day before we come on in here on the full committee. I think that would help expedite the process and find any problems that we might have. Are there any objections to the amendments? Have a motion on the amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2282.
Representative McPherson has moved the amendments into House Bill 2282. Any further comments, objections? If not, so moved. Need a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2282 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Ackerman, McPherson has moved House Bill 2282 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward?
Absent.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2282 as amended moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And who was the original carrier?
Representative McPherson.
Representative McPherson?
Yeah, I'll carry it.
Thank you. Close the work session on that bill and open a work session on House Bill 2457.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This bill comes to us from the Criminal Subcommittee. We had hearings on this in early March and then early April. What we heard at the Criminal Subcommittee, we heard a story of a case out of, I believe it was Wasco County, a gentleman who had placed a camera in a restroom and videotaped his female employees and children of his employees using the restroom. And when the female employee discovered what had happened, she was asked by the officers investigating the case to view the video, and that was the first time she saw her young daughter on the video. And it was realized that the invasion of personal privacy case or statute as it's written only captures images taken of post-pubescent persons. And the decision was made to remove that post-pubescent requirement and additionally to make it a sex crime if the victim is under the age of 15. Of course, the ramifications of a sex crime would be that an individual convicted would have to register as a sex offender in the future. Additionally, based on a case that I had as a prosecutor when I was in the Multnomah County DA's office, we clarified that a videotape of, it's commonly referred to, and I believe there's a website even, it's called upskirting, videos of women, a video camera held in a bag that captures women from the ground up. The way that the statute is written, it doesn't really capture that, and so we had some amendments done and captured those amendments and captured that behavior as well. The other thing this does is it elevates when the image is captured. There's two ways basically to violate the statute. One is we've sort of called the peeping Tom way, and then the second way is the capturing and recording it by taking a photograph or a video image. What the decision was made that a peeping Tom would get sort of one bite at the apple, for lack of a better term. They would have a Class A misdemeanor for a first offense, but a second offense or any additional offense then would be a Class C felony. And always when that image is captured, it would be a Class C felony. Finally, I would note that this does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Any questions on the bill? Representative Garrard.
Mr. Chair, just to make sure I'm understanding, in the amendment it says a misdemeanor unless that person had a prior invasion of personal privacy or other sex offense conviction. What is the class violation if that is the situation?
Representative Garrard and members of the committee, that would then elevate it to a Class C felony.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions, comments? Have a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I will move 2457 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
And a referral to Ways and Means, do we need that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we'll make a stop at Ways and Means.
Okay. You heard the motion. Any objections? Call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Wirth? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2457 passes with referral to the full Ways and Means. And Representative Thatcher, you were the carrier, but you won't be carrying it down there, will you? No. All right. That's fine.
We'll have to carry it on the floor anyway, won't we?
I believe that's how it works.
So you'll have to carry it on the floor, and then it goes to Ways and Means.
I think Representative Garrard wants to carry it. Oh. Kidding. I'll take it, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Dahlum was
Vicky, you want to carry that?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to him when he gets up.
Okay. And have Representative Dahlum, who sponsored the bill, carry it.
And I'll make sure he's aware.
All right. Open a work session on House Bill 2654.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. You may recall we discussed this a little bit on April 1st, and we did adopt the Dash 1 amendments at that time. This bill would count a prior diversion within a 10-year period of time toward a felony DUII prosecution. Currently, the law requires 3 convictions within a 10-year period. The 4th arrest then can be charged as a felony DUII. This would allow a diversion, which technically results in a dismissal of a DUII. If there's a diversion and 2 subsequent convictions for misdemeanor DUII, that 4th arrest can be prosecuted as a felony DUII. This also has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay. Any, I'd like to have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2654 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation after a stop at Ways and Means.
And that would be as amended, Representative?
As amended. Representative Barker has moved House Bill 2654 as amended with a referral to Ways and Means to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any other discussions? Call the roll.
Representative
Ackerman? Aye. Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores? Aye. Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Wirth?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger? Aye. House Bill 2654 moves to the floor as amended with a due pass with a referral to Ways and Means. That's your bill, Representative Barker. Open a work session on House Bill 2969.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2969 basically clarifies in our firearms minimum statute ORS 161610 is our firearms minimum statute. When a person uses or threatens the use of a firearm during the commission of a felony, they are subject to a sentencing enhancement, a first-time offender, 5 years, a second-time offender, 10 years. There is what we call an escape clause for a first-time offender, meaning that they can get out of that 5-year mandatory minimum prison sentence, and a judge can sentence them in accordance with the sentencing guidelines. There is a lack of clarity in the statute regarding what happens to a second-time offender if they were sentenced under that escape clause for their first-time offense. This bill clarifies that a second-time offender would be subject to the 10-year mandatory minimum, regardless of whether they got 5 years or something less than 5 years for a first-time offense.
A motion on the bill?
Chair, I move House Bill 2969 be sent to the floor to be passed.
Representative Barker has moved House Bill 2969 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Comments or objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2969 has been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, for the record, just so that the committee is aware, this bill did have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. The Speaker's office rescinded that upon receiving notice that there was a minimal fiscal impact report.
Okay, thank you.
And
Committee on House Bill, Representative Barker, wasn't it your bill to carry?
Yes.
3158, we're going to pull that back and not move it today. A couple little questions have came up, and I want to go back to the sub. And we'll do some looking to see if we have a problem here we didn't think about. Okay, open a work session on House Bill 3266.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, House Bill 3266 passed out of the Civil Subcommittee unanimously on April 6th. It's a relatively simple bill. Modifies the definition of financial institution in relation to seller's property disclosure statements. Right now, if an individual sells a house, they're required to give a seller's property disclosure statement stating details about the house, how old the roof is, if there's dry rot, things of that nature. Generally things that someone that's lived in the house for a substantial period of time would be expected to know. Financial institutions are exempted from giving those statements. Generally, banks that foreclose on properties, who wouldn't know that type of information. This bill modifies that definition and adds trust companies to that definition, which would give them or exempt them from giving a seller's property disclosure statement.
Discussion on the bill. Have a motion on the bill. Representative Gerard.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3266 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gerard has moved House Bill 3266 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions, objections? Call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Wirth?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 3256 has been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Who was the carrier in the sub?
I was.
You were? Carry it on the floor, please.
Happy to.
Thank you. That completes our bills today. Keep in mind, I believe we're going to have full on Friday. On Thursday next week, because we have Friday home, off, out of the area.
That starts at 9:30, I believe, after the criminal subcommittee.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions? Any announcements? Thank you. Close for today.